each year, tourists and seasonal employees arrive in Skagway during the summer season. The influx of people illuminates the town's housing crunch. Now, the Skagway Assembly is considering whether a new seasonal campground could help alleviate those housing woes.
We're going to have worse and worse housing problems.
That's Assemblyman Orion Hansen at a meeting on February 1st.
Well, we say we don't want a tent city, we're going to have it. And if we don't control it, it's going to be everywhere we don't want it. And it's going to be in our backyards all over town, and I think we already know that.
Hansen is the assembly liaison to the Planning and Zoning Commission. He said that group has been brainstorming different locations for a seasonal campground to help deal with housing issues. He said there aren't a lot of options. One that's been raised is a 15-acre parcel owned by the municipality on the Klondike Highway, near the turnoff to Dyee Road.
That's probably something it would not have water or sewer, but it could potentially have electric, but I don't even know if it would have to have that.
But Mayor Monica Carlson wasn't too keen on the lack of utilities.
I guess I'm not real sold on a seasonal campground without water and sewer available, because I think it just create a huge mess. And then it'd be almost like a tent city, and I don't think that's what we want.
Borough Manager Scott Hahn also raised concerns about monitoring.
Now, operationally, I think Ray and I both have this worry that it would be just a stinking mess.
Steve Burnham Jr. pointed out that there is already a free campground in Dyee that gets little to no use. But Burnham said there is one spot he is interested in. He said it might not be a seasonal campground, but...
I do like the idea of looking at a campground above Smuggler's Cove near the rifle range area, as you mentioned before. And I do have concerns of the potential contamination of the rifle range, but I do think that it's just something we deal with and go past it, because I don't think it would be that much of an issue if we just took it by the horns and took care of it.
Dave Brenna said he thinks water and sewer could likely be put in that location temporarily.
It's an ideal location. People would really like it. And it has a road in that probably wouldn't be too hard to patrol. There's a lot of privacy. There's a lot of little nooks and crannies. And it is a short walk over the footbridge.
But Jay Burnham raised concerns about that location.
There's a lot of nooks and crannies up there, and terrible things could happen. But I don't think that would be the best place to have a community in the woods. And we've had communities up at Lower Lake before, and I don't think it would be a good idea to facilitate that.
The Assembly sent the idea to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee to continue to look for appropriate spaces. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.